producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569 is the way to go.
Yeah, that's the way to get through to me. And, you know, I would say don't call me in the last couple of minutes of the program because, I mean, a couple times in the last week I've had like three people who called with 15 minutes left in the program. In theory, 15 minutes gives each of you 5 minutes, except if there's 15 minutes left in the program, there's probably at least one commercial break. So, and I know you're going to feel rushed, so just call early. Except whenever I say that, you know what happens? Everybody thinks, well, she doesn't mean me, and like four people will call with 12 minutes left, right? What are you, Seattle or something? There we go. Although one of the nice things about this time of year is no matter where you go and no matter who's there, you can overhear people talking about something that you actually know something about, which is the Super Bowl.
Right? Yeah.
People, and you know, you know everything about it that they know,
right,
which is pretty cool, as
yeah,
opposed to sort of people talking about you know, minimum pressure per square foot. You know, what?
Yeah.
It's actually PSI, right? It's pounds per square inch. I actually yep, know that.
Yep.
That's what PSI means. I know. I was just being disingenuous. You try not to show that we're really smart most of the time because really smart. Actually, Maddie found a really cool article that was talking about what makes a good therapist. And it turns out to be, what is it, warmth, a genuineness, and I think empathy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty true. And what they did was they expanded. I think Carl Rogers talked about that, you know, like 1,000 years ago, but talked about leadership needs to have the same quality, that's how you get people to follow you, is that you seem genuine.
Right. Let's talk about our politicians.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You seem warm. Well, some of them do seem warm.
Yeah.
Right. And empathic.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that the more empathic you are, the more you seem to. I mean, look, I would argue that most politicians, first of all, are narcissists, right? You almost have to be to think, well, I can run the country better than you can.
Right.
My mother, actually, a couple of years ago, my mother and I were having a discussion of somebody who was running for office somewhere. And I said, oh, no, I don't think he has anything in common with the rest of the country. You know, and I think it was some billionaire or something. It wasn't Bloomberg, but it was somebody. And I said, well, I don't think he has – I wouldn't vote for him because I don't think he has anything in common with the rest of us who work for a living and have to budget. And she said – my mother said, in a way that only your mother can say to you, well, you probably think you could do a better job. And I didn't hear the sarcasm. I didn't hear the we're going to put I'm going to put you in your place, daughter. I just heard of, well, you could do, you know, you think you could do a better job. And I said, oh, no. I said, it's not that I don't think I could do a better job, although it's not really my strong suit. I'm such a compromiser that I would have probably everybody ready to kill me. But I could never be elected because I'm honest, you know, and you can tell. Even if I decided I was going to lie, all you have to do to know that I'm lying is to look at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to run. But and I've run other people's campaign very successfully. It turns out I'm really good at raising money for exactly the reasons that would make me a horrible politician. If you could look at me and know that I'm really uncomfortable, because I always say, look, I know it's really hard to have somebody hit you up for money. You work hard for it. You don't really want to let go of it. You want to make sure that whatever you're spending it on is worthwhile. And so, you know, if you can't do it, don't worry. You know, we still love you. Just go out and vote. But if you do have a little extra money, we'll take it. And, you know, I've made so much money for people's political campaigns that they actually had to have a party or give it back or something like that. Because people feel she's so uncomfortable asking for this that she's probably going to be careful about spending it, which I am. But that's, you know, that's, I've worked for lots of candidates. I think I've run for office. Well, I ran for office in college, and when I was first married and had a child. I lived in a very small town in Massachusetts called Hull, and they still had town meetings. That was the form of government, and so they had selectmen, and they had three that were elected, I think, and one of them had been in for 45 years and was understandably corrupt, and of course got reelected over and over again. And no one had run against him in, like, I don't know, probably 43 years. And I was new, and I thought, well, you know, this is town government, and I was kind of enchanted with the idea of representative democracy. I mean, that was kind of cool. So I ran. And once I ran, here's this newcomer, and I was like, you know, maybe 22, 23. No, I had to be, I think I was 24, because I got my PhD, I think, when I was 23. So I had my PhD, I was 24. I had a kid, was married, had only lived in the town for maybe a year or something, maybe a little less than that, and I ran for office. And once I ran, everybody thought, well, she can run. So there were like six people who ran for the same slot. And, of course, the incumbent wiped us all out. But I think I came in third. But I would highly recommend it because I got to meet everybody in town. You go door to door, and it was a small enough place that you really met most of the people. It was a summer community that I think had about 80,000 in the summer, and in the winter had about 8,000. So it's a doable thing. But I highly recommend doing it. I'll never be elected to anything. I mean, I'm just too outspoken. But it's an interesting thing to do. Part of it is I just came from a board meeting that went on before my program. And ordinarily, I don't go to do anything that is the least bit challenging before my program. I mean, this is what I do, and I'm here for you guys. So I want to make sure that my head's in the game and my voice is in the game. And this one, I got convinced, oh, no, you have to come. And so they're having this big fight. Here's the fight. About there's a board, and they're trying. Somebody has recommended that they have a budget committee that's kind of a subcommittee of the board and has no voting power but can recommend things and amend the budget and things of that sort. And so the chairman of the board is saying, well, it's, you know, this system has worked for 32 years. It should work some more, which, of course, is not necessarily the world's most compelling argument. Has it worked before, so it should continue to work? You know, it ain't broke. Don't fix it. And then there's the vocal minority. And I've only been to two board meetings, but they're the same vocal minority every place. And they say, well, no, you know, we need to have some CPAs and we need to have other people. And so, I, you know, at the end of this, just before they call the question, I raise my little hand. They go up to the mic. You have to go to the microphone. And I said, it just seems to me that this is participatory democracy, that you're talking $2 million, which is a lot of money, and that if people can have a chance, for example, somebody might want to run on the board and they don't have the time to do it, or they don't live here all the time. And so this is a way for them to be involved and show some expertise and show some involvement. And it just seems to me that there's no harm to do it. I mean, it may not be very effective, but it's not going to harm anything. And it does give people the sense that they're involved. And the more involved they are, the better that is. And everybody is applauding wildly. And as I turned around, I said, it's not going to work. Which, yeah. Of course, it didn't. But it's really interesting because I haven't, you know, whenever there's a board meeting, I've lived in like maybe 8 or 9 different places where there were boards. And it's the same every place. It's basically the people who are on the board, especially the board chairman, is quite often the person no one picked to, you know, in junior high school. So they're getting even with everybody. And then there's a kind of vocal minority. And it's just, it's a war. And I'm always the one who says, well, gee, can't we all get along? And the only good thing about it is, first of all, everybody dislikes you. But you get invited to a lot of, like, parties and dinners because everybody figures if they can co-opt you that you'll be on their side.
Yeah.
So I guess my point is, when in doubt, get involved. Except don't expect to be effective. Just expect to get involved and occasionally taken out for dinner. So there you go. The things they do for free food. Oh, it's so embarrassing. All right. And today, which seems completely appropriate, is Squirrel Appreciation Day. Now, personally, I am not very appreciative of squirrels.
Neither am I.
But are we more appreciative of squirrels or chipmunks?
And well, you hate chipmunks.
I hate the chipmunks. I hate Alvin doing Christmas carols. I admit to that. I'm an Alvin bigot, and I hate the songs. It's also National Hugging Day, which I'm certainly in favor of.
Yeah.
And not even a tree. Hug a person. And, of course, National Granola Bar Day, which seems somehow appropriate with hugging a tree.
Yeah.
Nuts and fruits. And maybe it's all about nuts today. Get it? There we go. As is my program. Oh, that was rude. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, that's the phone number, as I'm sure you know, and that's the way to get in touch with me on any particular day. But the best way to get in touch with me is obviously when I'm here, because then I can answer your questions. And equally importantly, you can answer mine about what it is that we're talking about, because, I mean, we love emails, and we're going to do an email in just a second, but being able to actually get information from you is highly to be recommended. We really love that part. And I can just give you, I think, better answers in general. So 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569 is the way to get in touch. So, all right, we had mentioned that, and I know, you know, I've given panels when I was talking about broadcasters and email and saying, you know, you have to be a little careful about it because people, when they send you an email, have the expectation that you will answer it in some kind of relatively timely fashion. So we're going to try and do that. All right, so let's do an email here, yes?
Yes, absolutely. This email is from Ellen in Plymouth, Massachusetts. She says, Hi, Dr. Joy. I recently spoke with you about my 19-year-old sister and my ex. I actually do remember this call.
Right.
Just
yeah,
the other day. Yeah,
yeah. Too. Yeah.
She goes on to say, I just learned that she is planning on taking over his business. I can't seem to stomach this as it would mean that they are going to be connected for a while due to him staying on as a consultant for her. I just can't get past this. Everyone, mostly family and anyone who hears my story, thinks I'm crazy for putting up with this and says I should bring him to court for full custody. Right now it's 50-50. I feel this will hurt my kids' relationship with their father. Please tell me I'm doing the right thing by not making this a big problem. I'm also not happy with what my sister is doing. Should I just let it go like you said? I feel as though it's tearing my family apart. We were so close, and now my parents, sisters, and brothers don't want anything to do with her because of this situation.
Honey, hang in there. You're doing the right thing. There's no reason to go to war with your ex over this. It has really nothing to do with his parenting. The courts are not going to side with you very likely because it's a separate issue. Listen, you just are going to have to take a deep breath and understand that you're doing the right thing and stop talking to other people about it, because what you're asking other people to do when you talk with them about it is take sides. And they're going to be on your side, and part of the way that they're showing their loyalty to you is to say, oh, yeah, he's a bad guy, let's get even. It's not their life. It's not their parenting. It's not going to be their legal fees. They're wrong. And quite often, you know, we live in a democracy, and we sort of all of us live and die by the notion that that the most number of people are going to come up with the best possible solution. But that's not always the case, number one. Number two, this has nothing to do with his parenting. Don't go there. And the fact that she's going to take over the business, who cares? I mean, look, that what we talked about initially, you've got to, you know, play the podcast over and over again so that I'm in your ear saying, take the high road. This has nothing, because you're not only dealing with the short term, because, you know, revenge always seems like, wow, this is great. I'm going to get even. I'll show him. I'll show them. But it doesn't benefit you. And if you lose, it doesn't make any difference who else loses. If you win, it doesn't make any difference who else wins. And you just have to give up the notion that somehow you're going to be the avenger here. It has nothing to do with you. Your sister is young, dumb, and if she ends up with a job that she can sort of parlay into a lifestyle, God bless her. And in the long run, that your ex-husband is only, or soon-to-be ex-husband, is helping out another human being. If you need to, think of this as somebody who's not somebody you were married to. This has really nothing to do with your marriage. It has nothing to do with his parenting. It's certainly not an issue to go to court about. And people are giving you bad advice. One of the reasons they're giving you bad advice is that you're going to them and saying, he's a bad guy. And what they view it as is a loyalty test, that if they do what I'm saying, which is let it go, it has nothing to do with you. That's the thing about divorce, is it means you don't really have to deal with them on a day-to-day basis except around the kids. And that doesn't include your sister. In the long run, you can say to the rest of the family, you guys are going to have to do this without me, because they figure that you're leading the charge against him. And, you know, sort of punishing somebody else, unfortunately, there's a certain glee in human beings about doing it. But don't do it. If they want to go after him, let them go after him on their own. You stay out of it. First of all, you will look like a saint, which is not a bad idea. Second of all, there's just no winning of this for you. I mean, there really isn't. And therefore, if all you can do is lose, don't play. You know, you're right to stay out of it. And stop talking with your family members about it, and don't let your family members talk to you about it. And I don't know how you got this information that she was going to take over his business. And what you can do, what I do give you full permission to do, is to say to your younger sister, look, I love you. I'll always love you. This is just really raw for me right now. And hearing that even though I don't have a good relationship with him, you do, just doesn't feel very good right now. So do what you need to do. Understand that that I love you. I may not be very crazy about this situation, and that you probably wouldn't be if the roles were reversed either. But do what you need to do. I just don't need to hear about it. So you do it, which you don't have to do it angrily. You don't have to you don't have to make a big deal of it. You just don't have to listen to it. But don't let the family do this to you. They are wrong. They are looking at something from a completely wrong and different point of view. But that doesn't mean you have to play. All right? So stop playing and do stay out of it. Do take the high road. Do be the smarter person. Do understand that this is a way that you can have a relationship with your ex going on, because you're going to have a relationship with him for the next 300 years because two of you have kids together. You're going to have a relationship with your sister because she's your sister. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to do anything except just walk away from this and understand that in the long run you look like a hero. You look like somebody who is really smart and really loving. And if nothing else, you'll be able to look back on it, as will they, and say, look, I did the right thing. You know, when I could have reacted badly, when I could have decided that that there was a nasty thing to do here, I didn't. You know, I did the right thing. I did the smart thing. I did the reasonable thing. I did the humane thing. So don't fall into the category here. You know, really. I know. Or call me back and I'll give you a pep talk about it. But listen to the, you know, you and I talked for a long time about this. Download the podcast. Listen to it again. Play it for your family members. But stop talking with your family about it, because, again, they're viewing it as we need to be on her side. If your sister comes to you with information, say, look, I love you. I'll talk with you about movies. I'll talk with you about immigration laws. I'll talk with you about gun control. I'll talk with you about anything except your relationship with Henry. You've called him Henry. And, you know, it's not that I don't love you. It's just that it feels a little raw to me right now. And if I were sort of going into business with one of your ex-boyfriends, you wouldn't be crazy about it. So understand, it just feels uncomfortable for me right now. But don't succumb. You are definitely on the right track. Don't let other people tell you stupid things, because it has nothing to do with them. It's not their life. It's not going to be their lawsuit. It's not going to be their kids. It's not going to be their ex. All right? So hang tough. You are completely correct. But stop talking with people about it, and don't let them talk with you about it. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Stephanie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I called you a couple months ago about my knees. My mother had passed away from lung cancer, and my niece's, her mother had passed away of kidney failure, and it was about the two losses. You probably don't remember this.
Go ahead.
But anyway,
okay.
The reason why I'm calling is because my sister is now, she still hasn't gotten over my mother's death, and, you know, we're trying to make this, my niece, more stable, like, you know, not getting her so upset. She's doing a little bit better in school now that we're back in school. We'll see how it goes. But my sister is completely depressed. She won't get out of bed. She stays in bed day in and day out. The doctor, she had gotten some sleeping pills, and now we're starting to wonder if she's actually taking sleeping pills to have a nap. And she just is not herself anymore. She's been writing all these really depressing things on Facebook, you know, where we're like, we're trying to get my niece at a good place. We're all upset. We're grieving as well. And it's like, how do I tell her not to put that stuff up on Facebook? Like, you know, because everybody is still hurt. But we're, like I said to her one day, yesterday, I told her, I said, you know, my mother made recordings for everybody in our family, and in one of her recordings she had said, you know, if this is what God had brought for me in life, you know, this is what happens. I don't want you guys to sit around and cry and grieve. I want you to live your lives. I want you to move on. And I explained to her that, and she still cannot get past it.
Okay.
And, you know, like I'm saying to her, like, you're writing these things on Facebook when young children in our family are reading it and are having a hard time with it. It just, it doesn't seem right. Like, I don't know what to say to her.
I got it. All right. Steph, how old are you?
I'm 31. I'm the youngest. And then she's the middle, and then my older sister is the one that passed away.
And how old was your older sister?
She passed away when she was 40 years old.
And how long ago?
2 years ago. So we've had a lot of deaths. Like, my mom died 4 months ago. She died a year and a half ago. It's going to be a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Okay. And how old's the sister that we're talking about who seems depressed?
She's 40.
Okay. And how old is your niece?
She is in grade 10, so she's like 15.
Okay. All right. Let's go through this a little bit at a time. First of all, let me just give you kind of the overview, which is depression isn't something that you can just snap out of. So, it sounds to me that your sister is depressed. I'm not sure who the hell put her on sleeping pills, to be quite honest, because if she's at all a suicide risk, and even if she's not, I mean, she needs to be seen by a psychiatrist, not by her family physician who's putting her on sleeping pills, number one. But we'll go back to that. Okay?
Okay.
And the issue about, and I understand your concern. So let's divide this into several different categories. Let's talk about your sister. Let's talk about your niece. In terms of your niece, I think offering her, is your niece an only child?
No, she has a brother, and they were living with my mom and dad, and my mom was the one that raised her, and then she passed away, so they're living with my dad. Now, right now, me and my husband, we're going to sell our house and move in there with them because my dad needs extra help and, you know, all this other stuff.
So the 15-year-old is not living with her mother at this moment?
No, her mom's the one that passed away.
Okay, so the issue about the niece, what does the niece have to do with her aunt?
Well, I'm saying, because, like, my niece was very upset about my mom passing away because she lost her mother, and
then my mom
turned into her mom.
But I don't understand what this has to do with your other sister.
Well, because she's writing stuff on Facebook every single day.
All right, listen, I think what you need to do is say to your niece, stop reading the stuff on Facebook, okay? That you've got your own grief to do. I would certainly find the 15-year-old a therapist, all right? Because that's something that everybody has access to. But, I mean, it does not say in anybody's contract that you have to read Facebook, you know? And certainly right now, it's like, you know, one of the things that I talked about over September 11th, which, you know, is that you don't have to go and look that footage again. And you don't have to watch it over and over again. You can make choices. And for the 15-year-old who's grieving her mother, or her grandmother, who was both her mother and her grandmother, that reading somebody else's sadness on Facebook is ridiculous. That's kind of putting salt in a wound. 15-year-old needs
a
therapist.
Exactly. That's
right.
What I try to tell her.
Well, but you can do that with the niece. Saying to your sister, don't write this depressing stuff on Facebook, is a waste of time and not fair. So with respect to your niece, she needs a therapist, and you can say to her, don't read the stuff. I mean, you know, that you've got your own stuff to deal with. You don't have to deal with your aunt's issues.
And
now,
my niece is in therapy, and she's doing amazing. That's why I'm like, we have her at such a great place. Like, she's been
But Stephanie, you can't make this your sister's problem. You can't make your niece's issue or her progress or lack of progress because she just can't deal with it. That she is, whatever her issues are, that she's a middle child, so she's going to have all the, you know, I'm a middle child and I'll get a lot more attention for drama than I will for not. But that's been a long, lifelong issue. But saying to somebody who's clinically depressed, you know, don't write depressing stuff on Facebook is like saying run a marathon with a broken leg. It's just, it's a waste of time and it's a misunderstanding of the concept. So, number one, I'm delighted to hear that your niece is doing well, that she has a therapist and she's safe for right now. With respect to your sister, I think what you need to say to her is, and look, if you as a family think that she's a suicide risk, depending on the state in which you live, it is very hard to get someone involuntarily committed to a hospital for observation, which it should be. We don't ever want to have psychiatric hospitalization used as a political tool, which it has been historically in other countries, and we certainly don't want it here. And the United States in particular has very strict restrictions. However, having said that, if you folks feel that she is a suicide risk, that she's overdosing on sleeping pills, and who the hell would give a depressed person sleeping pills is one of the questions, that I would find a therapist, and maybe even your niece's therapist, to evaluate your sister if she'll go see them. If she's not, you as a family may be able to say, look, we really care about you. We need to get you some help about this and see if she's willing to voluntarily get help. And if she's not, if you think she's a risk to herself, you need to check out what the rules are, but you may be able to get her observed. Because, it's not a fun thing to do, but it may be life-saving. But saying to her, don't write depressing things on Facebook is a waste of time and a misunderstanding.
Okay.
She's.
I know. Maybe I thought I was being selfish or whatever, but I was just like,
honey,
she can't
get out of her own way. She can't get out of her own way at this moment, and she doesn't see the way clear. And she's a drama queen, and she's always been a drama queen.
And I've asked her, I said, let's go for a walk, let's go do stuff.
Listen, I hear she won't, that's a misunderstanding of depression. Sadness,
yeah,
that'll work. Depression is basically an anger turned inward. And it's just, it's a complete, it's like saying, as I said, let's go take a walk with a broken ankle. It's not that your sister is being obnoxious, and certainly her personality type will fit into this category, much more neatly than others. But that is her personality type. We're not going to change it now. She needs some help. And the help, it needs to be professional. And what I would do is say to her, I'm really worried about you. I really would like to get you some help. Here's the name of a therapist. Can I take you over there? Can I make an appointment and take you over there? And if she says no, I would find her a psychiatrist, and I wouldn't, not her family physician. As I said, I've somebody putting her on sleeping pills is not, somebody's missed the diagnosis. Because you don't put somebody who's actively suicidal on something that'll give them a chance to suicide. I mean, it makes no sense. But I would talk with her, but I think if you say, take the stance of not, look, you have to stop writing this crap on Facebook, but I'm really worried about you. I know you're feeling really sad. I know you're feeling overwhelmed. Here's the name of somebody who's really good. Can I take you there? And then I'll take you for lunch afterward. And see, because
awesome.
I think that's going to be a much more profitable approach.
All right, you hear, and it was interesting that from this phone call's point of view, that earlier in the program I was talking about Carl Rogers describing the characteristics of a good therapist, of being empathic and genuine and caring and warm, essentially. And that I'm not suggesting that all of you wander through life being a therapist. In fact, I try to suggest the opposite. But if you're really trying to convince somebody to do something, which is really what leadership is about, right? Is convincing someone to do something that they wouldn't ordinarily do. If they'd ordinarily do it, that's not leadership, right? It's just voting. Is to be warm, to be compassionate, to be empathic, and ask yourself, if someone were about to say to me what I'm or about to hear, if I were about to hear what I'm about to say, what would make it work for me? Alrighty, if you need some help on that, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do, and as I whine ever so charmingly, it's really helpful if you could do it before the last 4 minutes of the program, just because it's a little frustrating. All right, so I was, have you guys been in the stores where they have escalators? Yes, everybody's been in a store that has escalators, but I've now been in two or three stores that have a thing where you can put your cart on them, like your shopping cart, and the cart goes either up or down the escalator with you parallel. And especially the up one is pretty straightforward, but the down one, I watched for about 5 minutes just because I was fascinated by it. And some people have some really heavy stuff in their shopping cart, and you put it on, and there's a
basically, I guess it's the same thing as the escalator, except it's exposed, and it's like a ski lift for shopping carts, I guess. And it tracks on, and then it just transports it down, which is brilliant. I mean, I think they're really cool. But everybody, I must have watched it for 5 minutes, and everybody's response was exactly the same, which is you shove your cart into the mechanism. And I was being tentative about it, so I had to, you know, sort of, nothing happened, so I hadn't shoved it far enough in. And then, so you've got this shopping cart that's parallel to the floor, but the escalators are going down at about a 45 degree angle, right? So what's everybody's response? Because you've got heavy stuff in this, and this is stuff you're going to buy and take home, so you just assume it didn't tumble down and either break or behead somebody. Oh. And so everybody's response when the whole mechanism starts is to put their hand out to stabilize it, which of course is incredibly dangerous, because if we're really going to tip, it's going to take your hand off. But everybody's response, it's like helicopter blades, right? You always duck down, like, hello. But it's absolutely fascinating, because the mechanism takes you're going down at an angle, but apparently the back wheels are what are attached, and so it goes down upright. It doesn't go down at an angle at all. It goes down upright because the back wheels are engaged, so the nose is up, the front is up. Absolutely fascinating. I probably didn't describe it well enough for you to get the sense of it, but it's a very cool thing. I just thought you'd want to know that. Perhaps you don't care. Okay. I do the best I can to entertain you. All right. Day in history. 1789. The first American novel, which was called... which I have not read. The Power of Sympathy, or The Triumph of Nature Founded in Truth. And it was printed in Boston. And I guess Boston not only printed the first book, but banned the first book. So there we go. In 1861, the American Civil War, obviously, Jeff Davis resigned from the U.S. Senate. I actually have two little maiden aunts who went through Reconstruction, and they gave me a photo album from their, you know, their time during Reconstruction. Of course, guess who was at the front? Jefferson Davis, first president of the Confederacy. Hmm. On 1899, I didn't know this, manufactured the first automobile. It was not Henry Ford. Henry Ford did the affordable one because he did an assembly line. But the first car that was manufactured, which is 1899, I mean, think about that. That's 116 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, was an Opel.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
And that's there in the Germany, right?
I don't know. I think maybe. I might buy that. You can Google it. You want me to see?
Yeah, or I can check.
Are you check? This is a charming thing as well. This, I think, this is all about empathy and warmth and genuineness. The entire thing. 1908, New York City passed the Sullivan Ordinance. You're going to love this. Making it illegal for women to smoke in public. The measure was vetoed by the mayor.
Well, good for the mayor.
Yeah, women can't smoke in public. Men can. We're now, you know, there's a huge controversy now in New York. That I think they actually did a documentary called Free the Nipple, which is women saying if men can go topless, women should be able to go topless. And so every once in a while, they're not doing it now because it's like 8 degrees in New York or something. But so no one's going to go topless, and either men nor women. But they about once a year, women take off their tops and wander around. And then there's the subway streaking that goes on as well, which is everybody takes off everything. Or I guess they go in their underwear now.
Opel is based in Germany, by the way.
There you go.
Yep.
Wow. So there you go. The Emily Moore Transmitting Station, which is the tallest freestanding structure in the UK, began transmitting UHF broadcasts in 1971. Hard to believe it's that modern, don't you think?
Yeah, no. Seems like it would have been...
Yeah, that's like 44 years ago. Yeah, it would have been older than that.
Seemed like it would have been 20 or 30 years before that.
Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy Carter in 77 pardoned nearly all the American Vietnam War draft debaters, some of whom had emigrated to Canada. I think that was a reasonable thing to do, although it was hugely controversial at the time. You know, look, we want people to come together, and that was such a controversial war. The DeLorean was begun. I love the DeLorean.
Oh, it's awesome.
I mean, those gullwing doors. I mean, I'm in love with the DeLorean. They've got a new, I think, a Mercedes has some gull wings. Well, Mercedes had some gull wings, but they have a brand new car. I love the auto show.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a new one that has got gull wings as well. I just think they're great. I don't know how practical they are, but I think they're great. Northern Ireland is where it was manufactured.
And I'm just such a huge Back to the Future like nerd.
Yeah, so every the time DeLorean.
I just love those movies. So that car has always been like, since I was a kid, it's always been really cool.
Yeah, well, it's even cool. I mean, yeah, it's cool. Although DeLorean is certainly, that was a controversial guy. The war on drugs. All right, this just seems to me unbelievable. All right, because here are the statistics. 1999, which is obviously 16 years ago today, the largest drug bust in American history. The Coast Guard intercepted a ship with, are you ready for this? 9,500 pounds of cocaine on board.
Jeez.
Do you realize that's almost 5 tons of cocaine?
Tons.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I don't even know what the street value is. Probably $4.84. But 5 tons of cocaine. I mean, think about how big a ship you'd have to have.
Yeah.
To have 5 tons. Well, supposedly, Miami was built on cocaine money. Did you know that? I didn't know that necessarily. I mean, I guess I suspected it. But
it doesn't surprise me, I guess. But
yeah, tax the daylights out of it. Don't make things illegal. You just let people who are good at illegalities get an upper hand. Can you say prohibition?
Yeah.
So a kind of interesting day in history. I mean, what else can you get? Cocaine, Jefferson Davis, DeLorean, and Vietnam War pardons, and the first car. I mean, somehow it seems, I mean, DeLorean producing his first car on a day that the first car was ever produced is kind of cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I don't know if that was a happenstance or not. Jefferson Davis and the Civil War, that's one of those things. Did you know we lost, I think you and I have talked about this before, we lost more people in the Civil War than all of our other wars put together, for the obvious reason that we had,
I think we
had combatants on both sides.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, yeah.
All right, give me a call, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Hughes of Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.